Welcome back to the Noir Girl Experience. I'm Zaria.
And I'm Aziza.
And today we have a very special guest.
Okay.
We have Devin here with us today, guys.
Devin Rodriguez.
Yes. I'm here to talk a lot of shit, spill a lot of shit.
So,
my girls.
Rule number one, if you're going to be a guest. 100% honesty. Two, do not say any names.
If you do, use fake names.
Please.
Okay, okay.
We don't want to get sued.
Yes, we don't have money to be getting sued, so don't sue us, please. So we're just going to jump right in and start with the current Noir Girl topics. We actually have two for this topic, so the very first one, I'm sure you guys all know, maybe you don't, is Tank was actually on Lip Service, Angela Yee's podcast, and he basically said in a nutshell, if a guy was to perform oral sex twice, that doesn't necessarily make him gay. That just means that he tried it twice, and if he says afterward that it wasn't for him, then that's fine. So how do you guys feel about that?
Devin, I'm going to let you go first.
Yeah, Devin. You're the guest. Don't be quiet.
All right. So so pretty much before I go in, he pretty much stated that if a guy tries it like once or twice.
And just, he says he didn't like it.
Okay.
Then he's not gay.
That's like a... To me, that's very tricky just because of the simple fact that, I'll be honest with y'all, there's a lot of men that I have come across and just a lot of men in general in America that have slept with men and you'll never know it. Like, it's just it's just a lot of men down low, curiousness, like, they'll try a man, but I don't know. It's just, I just feel like if you didn't like it, why are you trying it a second time? Like, is there going to be a third time, a fourth? Like,
okay, does it make a difference if he just did it once and then said, oh, nah, like, this isn't for me?
You know what? I just feel like every guy...
Because if it was a female,
yeah, it would be easier. On the flip side, girls, you know, try other girls all the time, and nobody's like, you're a lesbian. Like, nobody does that. They'd be like,
oh, she just wanted to try.
She was curious.
Yeah, because you know what it is? Like, I feel like in this day and age in America, you know, like what you guys were saying, when a girl, you know, does it, like, kisses a girl and all that, people will take it as,
you
know,
play. So you feel like it's, like, double standard, right?
Yeah, it's very double standard because, you know, like, let's just keep it real. Like, I know somebody that's straight. He has a wife and everything.
No names.
We ain't trying to get sued. But I know somebody that, you know, he has a wife and everything. No kids yet, but he's married, happily married. And he kissed around with a lot of guys when I was in college. Like, he made out with guys. I think he slept with them too. But he was just like, I prefer women, you know. I'm just having fun. I'm living my life. And I'm like, okay, living your life like it's golden. I feel you.
Yeah.
So I just feel like it is double standard because I just feel like America holds men so high. It's like you have to be this type of image of masculinity.
Yes.
And I've always gotten that so much because y'all know, like, I'm not the masculine of the bunch. You know, I have my feminine sides. And I will get, like, you know, a lot of pushback just because I, you know, I embrace my feminine side and I noticed that, like, you know.
Yeah. So you feel like everybody should just leave Tank alone because he didn't even say it was him personally. He just said, he gave, like, a fake scenario.
He gave a general statement.
So now everyone is attacking him, calling him gay. A bunch of straight men and women are calling him gay. And it's just like, but he didn't even say it was him.
Exactly.
But people just gonna automatically assume that you're talking about from a personal perspective you bring up something like that.
Yeah, true. But the conversation itself wasn't even about, like, gayness or anything. Mm-hmm. They were talking about liars. Like, if you lied twice, does that make you a liar?
Mm-hmm.
No, you just lied twice. And he said the art of being gay is, like, is consistent, you know? Exactly. So if you tried something once or twice and you said, hell no, this isn't for me, you shouldn't be like, that label shouldn't be pushed on you. Mm-hmm. So y'all need to leave Tank alone, period.
And plus, he's literally married.
He's married, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And plus, it's 2019, like, and you know. And
even if he was, who cares? Like, I don't know why people are still attacking people for what they want to do in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Is it your business? No.
And who's mostly calling him gay?
They're mad.
Straight men and straight because women.
They want him, but they want him to say, like, I'm gay.
Yeah.
When you don't, if people feel like you're gay, but you won't, quote unquote, say it, they want to keep bullying you until you come say out. It,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so wrong, but it's like, that's how people feel.
Yeah.
So because he keeps constantly denying it, they're going to keep pushing that button, keep pushing him, trying to think, oh, maybe one day he gonna crack and just tell us all.
Yeah.
That I'm gay.
Because remember he said something else before when he was like, he likes to, please excuse my language, but he was like, he likes to get his ass ate or whatever.
Yes.
And people were like, what the hell? But it's like, okay, he has a wife. He likes for his wife to mm-hmm. do that.
Yeah, and everybody knows the fucking G-spot.
It's in the booty.
It's so, in the booty. The prostate.
Especially for the man. So,
ooh, that prostate.
That's not very that shocking.
Yeah. I'm just like, I don't know.
But it's obviously, weird. They're not doing, they don't know they're not doing their research as
they
far as.
They don't know their anatomy.
Yeah, they don't.
It's sad.
Which means they're not pleasing their man. But anyway, that's a side yeah. note. That's a side note. That's yeah. a side note.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to the next one, which is Malik Yoba. He's an actor. You guys probably know him off
fine
of
as hell.
Empire. Is he fine?
Well, he no, got nice guys, lips. Let's keep it real.
You guys really know him from Why Did I Get Married?
Oh, yeah. 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 Oh, yeah.
Where he did Patricia wrong.
I'm dying. But, yeah.
But not for nothing, though. If anybody saw Why Did I Get Married 2, let's just keep it real. I don't know. It's just my opinion, but... Bitch, he definitely deserves some profit off of her books because he helped her. Look.
Nah, we not about to get into this Listen, argument.
She already was going to give him half of everything besides the book, but he just wanted the book. He just wanted to be spiteful.
Did he get hit by a truck anyway? Yes. So who cares? He did. He's dead now. Period.
And Janet Jackson's acting.
And since he was cashing them checks.
And then she met a new man, so.
Galvin, I never. Galvin, what are you talking about?
I'm dying.
It's my money.
It's my money. I'm like, girl.
Not y'all knowing the lines, yo.
For real. Tyler, hit us up.
No, because that scene was like real epic.
It was.
Serious, like.
But girl. She, you know what's funny? Like, she always had that type of voice. Like, yeah. Even when y'all ever saw her cancel her tour, she was like, hey guys, this is Janet.
The mic probably can't even hear yeah, you.
She was like, hey guys, this is Janet. I just, you know, coming to you guys right now, I just climbed up a hill and I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm really sick and I'm going to be canceling the...
They all talk like that. And
yeah, the Unforgettable like Tour, Unbreakable Tour, something. Yeah. I love you though, Janet.
Anyway, so Malik Yoba, he came out and said that he is attracted to trans women, and obviously he was attacked for whatever his attraction, and he basically stood by it for the most part. Everybody kept bringing it up in all his interviews and stuff like that. So what do you guys think about that situation?
So I'm really proud of him that he, you know, stand up yeah, and was
said
just
it openly,
yeah, yeah, like he said it really openly. He was talking about, you know, his attraction towards trans women, because I just feel like a lot of people I just feel like a lot of people are just, you know, really running away close-minded. From keeping it real. Like, there's so many straight men that has had many relations, even sexual relations,
at
with
the
trans
end of
women
the day, and he said attraction, right? So mm-hmm. you look at a trans woman, it's a woman.
It's
right?
a woman.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Like, I just hate it when straight men mm-hmm. act like, oh, it's a man. Like,
yeah.
You're looking at her, it's a woman.
It's a woman. You're attracted to her because it's a woman yeah. at the end of the day. And another thing
but
I want
to... So, it is a woman because mm-hmm. you are... your gender is what you claim and what you feel to be. However, when it comes to certain anatomy, right?
That's a whole different conversation. So, he's just saying I am attracted to trans women.
But if someone doesn't have the anatomy of a woman yet, does that still make him a straight male?
I feel like it still does, just by the simple fact that, like, look, don't get me wrong.
Because the act of that he has to do with when it comes to sex will be different.
I feel in that case it might make him more. I don't even know what you would label him. Queer, maybe.
That's what caught me,
because when he's not gay. In that case,
yeah,
you're like, not gay because the person you're with identifies as a woman. However, they don't have that anatomy
of to a be woman. Able to do the act as man and woman.
Yeah.
But then here's the thing: just because he's performing anal sex with that trans woman, there's many other. Well, I know multiple men love anal sex with their female partners.
Yeah.
It's just that there's like a stigma that goes into anal sex because they consider it a gay thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? I still think that, you know, even him having sex with a trans woman still makes him straight. It doesn't make him any less different. You know what I mean? Though what I have a problem with, though, because I don't know if y'all know this, there's been many, many trans women. Like a couple of trans women that came out and said a lot of things allegedly. We gotta add allegedly.
Yes.
Allegedly that Malik Yoba sexually assaulted.
Really?
Yeah, sexually assaulted them. And it was multiple trans women. And he did an interview with this interviewer, and the interviewer asked him that.
Uh-huh.
He did not like it one bit, and he walked out the interview ripping off his mic and all that, like, oh, why the fuck y'all have him ask me that?
I did hear about him, like, storming off set.
Really?
Like,
I didn't know
exactly what they were talking about, but I did hear that he furiously stormed off set because they brought up something about transgender women. I just didn't know exactly what it was, so I didn't bring it up, but wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, like, he, like, pretty much a couple of trans women, you know, call them out pretty much. And
so what if he's just using this as a way, like, you know, to help his sick
fantasy or fetish type of thing. Oh, wow.
But sick in a sense where it's like, you're not even getting permission. Like, you're just doing what you want to do. Force. I mean, of course, allegedly, but what if that's the case?
Wow. That opened another can of worms.
It did! But, like,
because I was going to say, y'all need to leave him the fuck alone.
You know,
why are y'all attacking? I don't get it.
It's so crazy that they really attack him like this, because Laverne Cox, right?
Yeah.
She is a transgender woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a boyfriend for, I don't know how long they were together. A very long time.
The white guy.
And no one ever said, I don't remember hearing
anything
derogatory towards their relationship. And maybe she did get, maybe like, because under the comments.
Do you think,
but
maybe because they're open with it? Like, when it comes to people, like, oh, you've been hiding it this whole time. Because Laverne Cox has always been an openly trans woman, like, whatever.
But I'm sure that man wasn't just going
around.
But we
don't know who he is. Who is he? Is he famous?
He's an agent, like a Hollywood agent, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's, like, behind the scenes.
But it's just, like, it's not obviously, like, a black thing, but something is telling me that because this is a black male we're talking about, that adds a whole nother stigma to it.
Yeah.
Whereas she was dating a white man and it kind of, you know,
no, you're right, Aziza.
Too much, too much, I get what you're saying.
You're right, Aziza, because if it was a white celebrity, let's just pick a random white celebrity man, like Channing Tatum, any white celebrity man will say, hey, oh, I like trans women. There wouldn't be so much trash talk.
Another name that's popping up in my mind is Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh yeah,
she shook the table.
She should sissy be dating young girls now, right? Like, yes. 20-something-year-olds yes. now.
I know okay. one time she dated someone, like, early 30s, but that they're done. She's on to someone else. But, yeah, she dates, like, young women.
Yeah.
And no one doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sure a bunch of people probably didn't even know about that. Mm-hmm. Because I remember I saw it one day. I don't even know. It must have been on Twitter or something like that. And I was like, huh?
Yes.
Why isn't this, like, a... more big thing. Yeah.
No one talks about Caitlyn no more.
Nobody.
It was just literally that one nobody. Time.
It was just that one year where she...
when it first came out.
Yeah.
Yep. And everybody was talking about her left and right. And then now it's like dead. Her show got canceled. I Am Kate.
That show wasn't good.
Boring.
So,
as hell.
Sorry, sweetie.
Sorry, but...
boring as hell.
Chloe it and wasn't Kim good as without hell. Them, I don't need to see.
Yeah, the kids barely came on the show. Like, it was boring.
Because nobody was supporting her. Like, and then on top of that...
And then Kendall and Kylie, they're real kids. I'm sorry. They would have came on the show, been boring.
Yeah.
Also...
And then on top of that, I just felt like with Caitlyn, you know, with the platform that she has, you would think, how should I say it?
It would be more, I was going to say, it would be more like activism type mm-hmm. stuff. Was that what you were going to say?
Yeah, like more activism going down, like trying to help the trans community as much as possible. And I just felt like, even with her privilege, because let's not forget, she is a white woman in America, mm-hmm. and... what Black trans women go through in America is just, it's heartbreaking.
So many of them are going missing, getting killed. It's crazy. Like,
you know, new
ones all the time on Twitter.
And it's sad because, you know, those are the ones that you don't hear about. Mm-hmm. But when it's a white trans woman, you know, we're up in the air and stuff. And it's a lot of Black trans women being killed, missing. Trans women in general. But you know, Black trans women and even Latinx trans women get it hard too. Like, it's hard. It's just, and it's sad. And you would think that with Caitlyn, with her platform, she will push that activism, that narrative. And it just,
but at the end of the day,
I think she did for her show for some ratings. One time I remember on one of the episodes, she went to some support group.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And I seen it on the show. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that any action really went behind it.
Yeah. And she's a Republican.
Yeah. So bye, sweetie.
But it would be... side note, it would be really great. I mean, maybe there are representation for Latin transgender women. I don't know of any. But if there were, like, that would be great to see. Just because, like, okay, of course, the Black people have...
I know that one girl that was on, was she on Top Model or something?
Really?
I know, you know who I'm talking about? And I know that the one from RuPaul's Drag Race, she's Puerto Rican. She was with Malik Yoba, Carmen Carrera. She was in the Breakfast Club interview. Yes, she's transgender.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to put more names out there of showing different kind of representation.
Do y'all know about RuPaul and the trans? They don't fuck with him.
I just know they be dragging RuPaul on Twitter left and right. They be saying he's racist because nobody Black barely ever wins Drag Race. You realize that, right?
It's a fact. It's a fact. Like, I literally got into an argument with somebody because they were like, "Oh, but if they're good, they're good." Like,
no, but it's like in some cases, like no. A couple times I was pissed. Like, there's no way in hell that this person won over.
Yeah, because did you see the episode where, I think it was Monet Exchange versus Trinity Taylor or something like that? RuPaul made both of them win. And I just felt like that was...
Oh, yeah, I remember that. And they were like, That was some bullshit.
Like,
it's not fair.
My thing is with RuPaul, because throughout the years, I noticed how it's always been a white drag queen with a blonde wig on winning every damn season.
Yeah, it's boring.
And then you'll have that one token Black drag queen or that one token brown, like, and it's just
color.
Yeah, it's just all you see is just white drag queens winning every year.
They do be dragging RuPaul for that on Twitter. I definitely knew about that.
They dragged them in the Emmys too, because this girl asked him, like, you know, where's the people of color in your team? Because literally he was the only person of color, and everybody right behind him, like, his team was all white.
Wow.
And he was just like, well, I'm person of color, so I think we're winning. Next wow. question. I was like, oh, okay. I see what we doing.
Wow. Well, yeah, I guess that just wraps up the current Noir Girl topics. Basically, leave people the fuck alone. Let them have yeah. sex with who they want to have sex with. Mind your business. Mind For the real. Business that pays you, period.
Especially when you guys are not even like in these people's lives, like
you don't even know them. Like
you
mind your biz.
You don't. You're never gonna meet these people. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
What does it matter to you?
I don't know. But anyway, let's move on to the main topic, which is first of all, Devin.
Ew.
You are a openly gay man. And we just want to first talk about, I guess, your journey into, like, just coming into yourself. Like, when did you realize about your sexuality?
Mm-hmm.
Just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always knew that I was gay since I was, like, literally since I was in kindergarten. I remember when I was in kindergarten, there was this cute boy in my school. His name was Kevin, and we was in the bathroom, and I've always been a straight shooter. I'm a Pisces, so I literally just went under the bathroom stall, and what? I was like, Kevin, and then he, like, stuck his head down, and he said my name, and then we just kissed, and then somebody snitched on us. And the teacher was like, you can't kiss boys. And then that's when I knew. I'm like, oh, I can't.
They made it seem like something was wrong.
Yeah, something was wrong. And then I remember I even told my mom, like, I like boys. Like, I like boys. And my mom was just like, girl.
like, huh?
Yeah, my mom was like, arr? Like, what you doing? But, yeah, like, since I was little, I always knew I liked boys. But then when I noticed that there was... you know, how should I say it? What's the word I'm looking for?
Like a sexual attraction is what you're saying? Or what?
Well, at that time, because I was little, it was just an attraction. I never thought about sex yet. But as I was gradually getting older, I started realizing, like, because there was a point I'm like, oh, I'm straight. But then...
Oh, you felt like you knew, like, it was wrong, kind of?
Yeah, because, like... I guess the media and, you know, everything, everyone around me.
So you
me.
Dated girls before?
You did?
Girl, she was a thug at that point, so.
I'm dying.
But yeah, no, I dated girls. That was a choice. And
how was that?
It was an experience. It was just
when
because
was this?
This was in elementary school and oh my god, and freshman year of high school. I think that was the last
time. You dated a girl freshman year?
In county prep.
Don't say the name.
I can't
we
say
know
the
who
name.
It is.
Yes.
Ah,
y'all
you
know.
You kissed somebody?
No, I didn't kiss her though.
But y'all like talk.
We was dating but I never kissed her. Like, we only did for like, I'll say 4 weeks.
And you just knew.
You was like, sweetie, this
isn't
for me.
I couldn't do it. Like, I just really could. And then when I was dating her, bitches in County Prep was just like, why the fuck you dating her? Blah, blah, blah. Like,
Where was I?
We didn't meet that yet. That was when you had the Fantasia Barrino cut.
Yeah, like, I had the low cut.
The Fantasia cut.
I do not remember this at all.
But yeah. No, it was an experience. I did not like it. I kissed a girl. I even went down.
On a girl? You did?
Girl.
So, if anybody want to ask how he know.
Like, I tried. Like, y'all got to give me the benefit of the doubt. I have went down the deep blue sea. And, girl, I went back up. And I was like, where's my Prince Eric? Because I couldn't. I really couldn't. But, yeah. Sophomore year... was the year
that she was like, all right,
yeah, like, enough. I give up, yeah. Like, I'm gay, cats out the bag, you know. And I told my mom cried her eyes out, not because she wasn't okay with it, it's just because my mom knew the rejection I was gonna get from my family,
mm-hmm.
Which they did, they rejected me, but it is what it is. Like, my mom didn't care, my dad didn't care, my dad was just like, just don't be a hoe. That'll break my heart. I'm like, okay.
Well, that's pretty good advice.
Yeah,
the support.
Yeah. My brother didn't care either. Like, me and my brother were mad cool and everything. It's just my dad's side of the family wasn't really fucking with it. You know, they're like the hardcore Catholic Puerto Ricans. You gay, girl, you dying. Like, that's, yeah, that's just, it is what it is. But, like, as long as my mom and my dad fuck with me, we're good.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I want to talk to you a little bit about, like, what kind of guys did you encounter? I guess more so, like, in the beginning, right? Because I feel like, maybe I'm mistaken, but I feel like when you first come out, you kind of got to figure out, like, what you like, because you don't really know yet. So yeah. What kinds did you...
And then, at that age, you also got to figure out, these people, nobody want to... come out. Sometimes they
yeah, sometimes you don't even know people are gay, you know, so you're,
they're
like
on their own timeline of how they want to come out, and yeah, you gotta deal with all of that. So how did you deal with that?
You know what, I'm gonna spill some real tea for y'all right
just
now.
Just don't say no
names. I'm not gonna say no names. They're like, this is real personal, like, uh-huh. I can't believe I'm sharing it to y'all, but like, I might as well, because you know, another gay guy might be listening. Yeah. Especially a young one. At that, when I was in junior year, I was really at my lowest. Like, at that time, I was already out.
Yeah,
I was already out, but I just didn't feel, I just didn't feel confident. Like, I was going through like insecurity issues with like how I look, I was, my face, my body and everything. And there was just certain people in high school that was like, you know, I get it, they were joking around and all that, but it was bothering me. And then, you know, I wanted a guy to like make me feel like I was, you know, that bitch.
Yeah.
So there was this one day I was walking from Walgreens, because I had to go pick up a facial cleanser. So I went to Walgreens, and this was right after school. Oh my, I'm about to shake.
What the fuck?
So,
what are you finna say?
So, I pick up a facial cleanser, and I'm walking down the block from Communipal. Mm-hmm. It's the Walgreens on Communipal. So, this guy rolls up to me, and, rolls up to me, some dude, some thug, rolled up down the block, and I thought he was cute. I thought he was just real, real cute. Like, he was fine as hell.
And he was trying to talk to you?
He was trying to talk to me. Long story short, he started making out with me.
On the street?
Like, in an area where it was, like, a little bit, like, a... like away.
You got in the car with him?
No.
About to say stranger danger. No.
Yes, we can't get in no car.
I know. No, like, so we started like, you know, making out or whatever.
On a side street.
Like somewhere where you couldn't see us. Okay. Yeah. And things got a little bit like heavy, because he was pulling out his dick and everything. And like, mind you, this was my first real experience, like,
with the guy
after me coming out. And like, for a minute I was like, oh my god, I'm about to like blow him, you know. But then I was literally like, I don't know, I just felt like God just came down, yoked me by my neck, and was like, you do not know this man. You do not know this man. This man literally is from, like, off the fucking street. Like,
no, literally.
Literally. Off the fucking street, bitch. You're gonna pick up your jaw and head the fuck home.
Yeah.
And I remember that was the day you were coming to my house to practice for the talent show. Not the talent show, the open mic.
Open mic, wow.
Yeah, and I remember telling you the story, but I didn't tell you in detail because I didn't know what you were going to think of me. Yeah. But, like, literally that night, like, when Aziza left and everything, all I did was make out with this man. I go on Google, because I'm like, I made out with him, like, can I get something for making out?
Oh, we've all had that moment. Like, oh my god, I made out. Am I pregnant?
No, mine was worse. I searched up. I'm like, what was it again? I was like, I searched up like, oh, can you get HIV from kissing? And it was on the Yahoo questions. It was on the Yahoo questions, and somebody put yes, you can get HIV from kissing.
They did that on purpose.
Yeah, they did it on purpose.
Because back then we were really looking at them Yahoo answers.
For real? Like,
no,
oh
but
God.
I have never felt fear in my life. Like, I literally could not breathe. I was like, well, how my basement looked before, you know, where the computer was. I literally dropped to the floor and I couldn't breathe because I'm like, oh my God, like, I think I got it. Like,
from and, kissing Devin?
And I remember telling my mom and my dad, and they were just like, the fuck, you know? But that whole entire year, junior year, I really thought, like, I was walking through life like, oh my God, like, I, like, it was
over for me.
It's over for me until I went to get my physical, and that shit said my, like, everything was pop. Like, I'm good, I'm good. But long story short, I learned that I was like, wow, like, I was only like 15 or 16 at that time. Yeah.
We went to junior prom together, mm-hmm. and you did never looked any kind of like down. You were so energized. I was looking at you like, why are you so energized? Like, why are you so happy? Like,
no, like, you know, I really, like, I just,
you never exemplify that kind of aura where you're like not sure of yourself or you're worried. You, to me, you were just this confident person and this person that was like, I don't give a fuck what you think. I'm me. And I'm going to prom with my bitch, and we gonna have a good time.
Cause we had a good time. Yes, because
even then, even at the prom, your ass was on the dance floor, going crazy,
twerking it up with Malachi. Like, what was it again? No, like that year, like, you know what it is, like. I get that a lot. Everybody tells me, like, you just seem so confident to me, and it's like, don't get me wrong, like, I am confident, but I have my days where I'm just like,
I'm
really low at some points. But that year, junior year, I was really trying to adapt. Like, okay, I just came out the closet. I'm trying to get into this whole, this new life of, you know, me owning who I am and everything. And it was a lot at some points. It was a lot at some points. And, you know, I'm gonna say it. When I went to Target, the reason why that year was so crazy for me is like, it's so weird how, like, I just come out the closet and all this shit is happening to me. Cause when I was at Target, long story short, when I was at Target, I was at the CD section, like, checking out the CDs and everything. Cause I was, you know, one of those gays that I'm like, well, where's my bitch? This guy was following me. Like, just, I don't know.
In the store.
And I noticed he was following me, but I didn't really think much of it. He was not cute, by the way. He was some old guy. And, like, when I was looking through the CDs, he started getting a little bit closer. And then he reaches over and, like, squeezes my penis. Like,
what?
Yeah, like, squeezes it. Like, and I was just like, yo, what the hell are you doing? And, like, he was just like, he literally, like, jumped back. Hit like the rack or whatever, the you know, and then he just ran. He ran after that.
Oh shit.
So like that year, like, was just so, I don't know, it was just like a lot of weird shit was happening to me. Yeah. I was just like, whoa, I'm like, damn, should I just have waited to, cause it's like, it's just weird how I came out and then
all this stuff was happening.
Yeah. But
wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And you never told your parents about that or anything?
I never did. Like, the only person I told was my best, I could say her name. Y'all know her.
Yeah, you can say name. As long as it's not like...
Yeah. Brenda knows. Peter knows. Shout and out y'all to
Brenda.
Too.
Yeah. We love Brenda. Hi, Brenda. We love you. But yeah... what else did I want to ask you? Oh, so you said you dated girls in the past. So did you ever have an issue with guys who have dated girls before, or does that not bother you?
Did I have an issue with guys dating other? No, that turned me on.
Really? Because
I'm like, the more, like, you know.
The more experienced you are, the better?
I don't know. It's just like... I don't know. It was just a weird, like, when a guy tell me, like, oh, I tried a girl, even when I hear, like, that they went full throttle with a girl, and now you're with me, I'm like, oh, okay.
So you don't, it doesn't make you, like, insecure or anything like that?
No, not at all. Like, I dated a bisexual man before, and...
Love that for you. Yeah. Love that.
I dated a bisexual man before, and I didn't feel no different, because it's like, look, you know, you're with me, so...
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you did before. Yeah,
like you're with me. You're with me. Point blank. Period. Yeah. You know, and like that's it.
Okay, so now I want to just we could open up the floor now. So how do we feel about bisexual/sexual fluid men? Because it's more apparent nowadays. Like you see people like, okay, I'm bisexual. People,
or sexually fluid.
Yeah, like they say now guys are more open. Like, yeah, maybe I've had an experience in the past with a man. There's just a lot of more like openly gay men, I guess. Or bi men.
Yeah.
Queer men, whatever. So how do we feel about that?
I feel like with bisexuality, it upsets me when I see a lot of people just talking like, you know, like just trash about it, because at the especially
that that's not real,
that's not real, blah blah blah. You know, either you're gay or lesbian, lesbian, and it's like, look, even I even hear shit from my own community, from
the gay community. Yeah, I've heard that before.
From my gays, they be like, "Oh, that shit not real," and it's like, how can you throw rocks at a glass house?
Yeah.
Girl, like. Oh. For example, I can never judge, like, who am I to be like, oh, bisexuality is not real, when I'm over here trying to let the general audience know that me dating a guy is the real deal, you know? Yeah. So, like, I at the end of the day, LGBTQ, you know, and bisexual people, bisexuality, they're gonna be rocking with us, so
yeah. Aziza,
I mean, I love that people, you know exactly who they are, they know what they like, they know what they don't like, and I definitely support all different types of sexualities. Like, if you're gay, if you're bi, I have no problem, trans, I have no problem with any of that. However, I know that personally, I couldn't date someone that was bi. I think that if you tried it and you didn't like it, then I can still, like, I don't have a problem with that
person. Wow, really? I thought you was even saying no to that.
Nah, like, if you tried it once, I don't think I could do it. I don't know about twice. I don't know. I would probably think about it, and then it would have to depend on our chemistry.
And I appreciate your honesty, too. Yeah. You know, like, so, it's your preference at the end of the day.
Yeah, so I would think about it, and, you know, probably I'll probably still continue if the chemistry is there. But then, like, full on bisexuality, where you know for sure that this is, you like both. And I do believe that it's possible to like both.
Yeah.
Because it's possible to like anything.
Yeah.
People like fucking animals.
I'm sorry. Which we do not condone
too. Like, girl.
We do not condone that. However, I'm saying
you are going to jail.
Period. But people like what they like. So I definitely believe that you could like both. I just don't think that I can date someone that's bisexual.
Very
nice. I love me a bisexual king. We love that for them. I haven't met one yet, but I'm not against it. Like, I would date a bisexual guy. Because you know what? At the end of the day, I'm sorry. I'm a firm believer in, there's a large percentage of these niggas who are bisexual and they're just not saying anything. You cannot tell me that that's not possible. Like, you know how many girls experiment with other girls?
Yeah, but when you think about media and like pornos and shit like that, it gives girls more ideas and thoughts to want to experiment. You watch a fucking porno, every porno has girls doing stuff with that.
So you think that means that guys ain't out here fucking with their friends and doing all kinds of shit?
I think that with girls, they want, like, it's because it's more accepted, and I'm not saying that it's right, but because it's more accepted in society, people promote that. People want to push that. How many guys have texted you? Yeah,
that's why guys keep their shit secret, I feel like, if they have, you know, like, a curious feeling about other men.
I think it causes more women than it causes more guys to want to experiment. Because it's, like, it's everywhere. Like, even a guy you're talking to is going to be like, oh, like, you ever
messed with a girl?
Ever messed with a girl? Would you do a threesome? Like, it's literally everywhere.
Yeah. That's true.
To the point where it's like, shit, I might as well try it.
Yeah, but I still feel like these niggas be messing. Whereas I think with a guy, he just
want to try.
they be messing. On the down low. They be
like,
messing.
If a guy wants to try, like, he's going to try because he wants to, not because he's feeling so many pressures from outside to be like, oh, I guess
I feel like with some girls,
to say I've done it.
Some girls don't have that pressure either, I don't feel like. Nowadays, more than anything, I feel like I've met more girls that'll be like, like, I don't like girls. Like, I don't do shit like that. I have a few friends that they're like, I would never, like, they never kissed a girl, never did shit with a girl. Like, they like, ew, that is not for me.
I don't know anyone who's actually done it, but I know that I know a bunch of my friends have thought about it. And the fact that you've thought about it is
because... So you think these niggas don't think? They think.
It's because everyone around him... They just won't say it. Everybody around them is bringing that shit up. Like, it's causing them to be like, maybe I should. Because this person's talking about threesome she had. And this person's talking about fucking a dude with her best friend. And this person's talking about watching lesbian porn. Like, it's so... It's everywhere.
Don't be in denial, babe.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you. That's why I'm just saying at the end, there's going to be a day where everybody is queer by something.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah.
It's just.
Because the way it's going right now, it's like every dude I meet, like, I wouldn't be opposed to messing with
men. Like, it's as the time goes on, more and more men are accepted. It's more accepted.
Yeah, and you're seeing more men just, oh wow, like everybody's accepting of it. So you know what? I'm gonna come out. You know, more people are coming out, more people are showing, you know.
Well, I like honesty. So I like that more people are coming out because I think that it's important for everyone to be who they truly are, like not hiding under anything. Not trying to be what they think society wants them to be. Definitely be who you are. Maybe they are.
And it's like back to what you were saying about what Tank was saying, how, you know, like if a guy tries it, like it doesn't make him gay and shit. Like, you know, like even guys are so hesitant to try with another man.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't want
to
have
that.
They
don't even want to do stuff with girls. Like, it's so bad now to the point where, like, if you try to touch a guy's butt, they be like, yo, chill. Like, don't do that. And I'm like,
because they feel like they're losing, like, I guess their manhood or something.
Yeah, like, is there a masculinity scale that I don't know about? Exactly. Like, where is it? Because what's the issue with a girl touching your ass or doing anything to your ass?
And to be honest, I don't know about y'all too, but I find it so sexy when a man just is so out there with his fashion and just, like, oh my God, like, for example, a lot of people call Bad Bunny gay because he had acrylics.
Yeah.
He paints his nails, he has acrylics and everything, and I'm just like...
That's like a lot of these niggas.
That shit's sexy as hell.
Painting their nails and shit, like...
ASAP Rocky paints his nails. ASAP Rocky, I don't know if he'd be rocking acrylics, but...
A1. I mean, he's just not cute to me, but he got a whole wife, though.
I find him cute.
You do?
I do. I would say more nasty stuff about him, but I want to work with him in the future.
You're into
A1? I am!
He looked like somebody on TV.
He could do that dance in my bedroom just like this. Like,
that dance.
That he was doing in the streets.
Nah, that really was
okay. My life, though. When you posted that shit,
she belongs to... No, it was like him. You belong to the streets. Me.
Oh, Young Thug. That's another one. He wears dresses and shit.
I love Young Thug.
And I think he's cute.
And he's straight. Like, he said it. He's a straight man. He just does what he wants to do. Like, I just feel like y'all need to stop, like, having so many rules about, oh, you're straight, you have to do this. You're gay, you need to stay over here.
Yeah, it's like...
Like, the world isn't like that anymore.
We in 2019.
These niggas is messing with niggas. So either you accept it or not. Mm-hmm. Like...
That ass.
It's not by force that you date bisexual men, but I'm just saying, if you date somebody and then they're like, I'm bisexual, what you gonna be like, oh, deuces. Like, Aziz is gonna dip. She is.
I'm sorry, but I'm gonna dip. I'm sorry.
But it's Gucci. At least you're being honest. You feel me?
I don't think that I can.
Yeah.
But you know, I've been with shit that people would have been like, I'm dipping and I've stayed.
So like what? Give an example. What is it something you can't say?
I can't say.
Allegedly.
But it's like, people be like, are you fucking dumb? Like, I don't know. Come back to me, y'all. When I figure out some shit that I can actually say.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like, what did they say? Sexuality is a spectrum. Oh, I got it.
The nigga was a damn alcoholic. And some of y'all would have been like,
oh, no.
Time to go. See?
Okay, yeah. For that time, because we was mad young. Like, we was young.
Yeah, but he was really an alcoholic. And I was ready to be like, maybe I should just stay.
But you know what?
Maybe and I could make him Zarya, not be an alcoholic anymore.
But you know what? In Zarya's defense, you tried out with him, though. Like, you gave him a Netflix free trial. So give a bisexual man, you know, like a Netflix free trial, like of 1 free month, you know?
Yeah.
You try it out. And then if you don't like it, you don't like it. Now you have a good reason. Like, you know what, guys? I tried it. I couldn't. Like,
I wish I could date girls, honestly.
Okay.
But I can't. Oh. Like, I feel like I'm attracted to girls physically. Uh-huh. But, like, I could never date one.
You like you
because
can't
I'm going
to
just be
out.
Like, bitch, you're getting on my nerves. Like, I can never be
See, and
in
like,
a relationship
a lot of vagina,
with girl.
I know for me, I don't think a vagina is attractive. However, from top up, I'm like, ooh, like when I think a woman is attractive, like I want to be caressed by a woman and I want to try all those things. But
yeah.
Then when it gets to the actual part of it, it's like, damn, this is when the straight jump out.
I have a period, you damn. Have a period. It's just
this
like,
is when the straight jump out.
I gotta
out
be
for
really
real.
Gay because I just don't find a woman like nothing attractive. Like I was
not at all.
Like I was at work and these two girls were just telling me like they were like, but like you don't find like you never wanted to put your dick in a pussy, and I was just like, no, like no, yeah, no. Like I can't. Like I'm like
You don't like boobs, nothing.
I don't.
Like I love me some boobs.
Boobs are nice to look at.
I fucking love boobs.
Like my friends are so comfortable. Actually. They're just like, oh, they taking off their shirt in front of me and all that.
And you're like, ew, girl.
I'm like, ew. Get those tatas away from me, like. But when I see a penis, and I know a lot of people say like, "Oh, penis looks
ugly." They're ugly.
But like it, I'm not gonna lie, y'all. Like when I see a nice penis,
what is
my
nice,
mouth gets watery.
Though? If you're under 18, please turn this off right now. What's a nice one?
Oh my god! Like,
you know,
my god.
What don't you like? Because you look disgusting.
You like uncut?
No. I want it cut, but sometimes it's so apparent that it's cut that it's like, damn.
What
like,
you mean?
Like the different skin color because it's cut,
like an ombre.
That should look crazy.
That's what happens when you deal with light skinned people.
Nah,
though.
I love like
Sometimes I be like, damn, you been circumcised. Like,
no, like,
yikes.
I've always had, like, you know, cut dicks, but my ex was uncut. No, yeah.
I never had someone
not
that
circumcised.
Was uncut.
Yeah.
I've never had someone that was uncut.
Yo,
I've never
I don't know
seen
why,
that
but
in real
I
live
for it. It's like the dick was just like that, and then it just slowly.
Oh, you like that peekaboo shit.
I was
a
like,
turtleneck.
Girl, I slobbered it. Like, I was like, oh, like, this
I've
is new for me.
I've never seen that in real life. I've only seen, like, in health class, like, them little...
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen... Like, I don't even know what that looks like.
You know, I'm gonna
health
tell you
health was scary, y'all.
I'm gonna
tell y'all.
It was.
Funny story. When I was, when I was in high school, one of the first times that I was dealing with a penis, I thought it was not circumcised.
Why, though?
Because when I would jerk it, the skin would move
like
up
it would
and down.
Move.
He was like, this is a lot of skin.
And for years, is, I thought this man was circumcised. I mean, was not circumcised. I'm sorry, y'all. I thought for years this man was not was uncircumcised, and I used to make fun of him for it. And he would be like, what are you talking about? I am. And I'd be like, keep lying. Years later, when I finally know what I was doing, I realized he was circumcised.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I just didn't understand.
Young and dumb. You wasn't paying attention in health class.
I really wasn't, because I was like, hurry up. But I did pay attention for them fucking STDs.
Period, poo.
Period.
Remember we had to make the little chart, y'all?
Yes. For real, y'all.
My dad told me to frame it.
Run away from Bayonne, y'all.
My dad was like,
what's in Bayonne?
What's in Bayonne?
No, because like, yo, in high school.
We from Jersey City. I'm sorry.
Yo, because in high school, like.
I never had a Bayonne nigga. Isn't even black people in Bayonne? Like, I don't know.
No, because in high school, like, it's like all we heard was like, chlamydia this.
Oh,
because
of, like,
that?
Bayonne High and stuff? I've heard of Bayonne High
I guess. Like, I don't know. I just, one thing is for sure, when I was Bayonne in high school, like I did that. Not want to catch syphilis. That shit scared the crap out of me. You didn't get shit on your hands and shit?
I think it caused breakouts or something like that.
Breakouts? Girl, bye. I'll take gonorrhea for penicillin, girl.
Oh, no, sweetie. We don't want
Well,
none
I don't
of
want,
that.
No. I don't want none of that, because I don't want that shit on my track history.
Abstinence, sweetie.
Girl. I haven't been touched a year
celibate.
And a half.
Celibate gang. Anyway.
Celibate?
Anyway, next topic. Okay, to close it out, do we feel that straight women and men are too close-minded when it comes to sexuality?
As someone who don't want to date a bisexual man, I will say we are a bit close-minded.
And why is that?
Because we stuck in our ways. We stuck in our ways and who really wants to shake the table? Nobody ever really do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody want to be the first.
They don't want to be the first.
Don't wait till someone does it so they could feel more comfortable.
So then they could feel more comfortable. And it's like, I know for me, I hear what you guys are saying, and maybe I should just think about it in a different way. But it's like, nobody ever challenged me to think of it in a different way. So maybe with these people that's just so close-minded and want to be on Black Twitter all the damn time, I feel like they really, you know, don't even have experience enough to, like, actually push their mind a little bit further. Like, sorry, but these people be bums. They don't be doing shit with their lives. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't want to challenge themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely think we are very close-minded, but I think it has a lot to do with people not wanting to do things that's gonna elevate them. They wanna sit at home and just be on Twitter and Instagram and talk shit about people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta get out and
they're
they don't
afraid
wanna
to
be positive.
Take that next
talk
time.
To people, get to know
them.
They don't wanna learn. They don't want they learn shit. I don't gotta learn. They be like, I don't gotta learn shit.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree too. Like, I just feel like with straight men and straight women, they feel like I feel like they think, you know, if I do X, Y, and Z, then I'm like, you know, what's the backlash am I gonna get? What type of judgment am I gonna get? You know, is there gonna be a label? Like, is it gonna be this that? Like, you know, and at this point, it's like you shouldn't really care what anybody gotta say or think about you. Just live your life, because at this point, you don't know when you dying. Well, this world at this point,
it
girl.
Might end.
Global warming.
I do not want to think about that, y'all. Please. I don't want to think about that.
The world is ending.
As long as I get signed before the world ends, I'll be good.
Listen.
Diggy, I just want to meet you.
Who do I want before the world ends? Who y'all want before the world ends?
Diggy Simmons.
I got a list, baby. Kofi. I'ma need that.
Oh,
you gotta share that. You gotta share that shit, bitch.
Kofi, I'ma
she gotta
need
share.
That.
I'm not sharing
shit.
Yes, you need to.
You got your own list.
No, fuck that.
Baby.
You need to share.
Oh my god, I'ma do the grapefruit in a successful way, bitch. Shit.
He said he gonna do it better than Jada. Okay.
Better than Jada, girl.
Period. Poo. Who else is on my list? I'ma just need Future one time for the one time. The
sorry,
world is
y'all.
She trying to be a baby mama.
Sorry,
no,
y'all.
The world is in. think?
Girl!
We're gonna get you pregnant and the world's gonna end.
And what I'm gonna take it to the chop shop, baby. Oh! The world is ending. What I'm gonna be pregnant for?
Girl. Listen,
I just have to. The world is, and I need to see what the hype is about. I need to know.
That is true. Everybody be fucking
that's,
him.
That's kind of how I feel about Trey a little bit.
Trey like, songs.
Do he really got good sex?
Nah. I'm kind of over
I'm
Trey.
I'm over him.
Yeah.
He's cute.
He's
but...
cute, but to me, he's like McDonald's. It's like the food's good, but like everybody
but
eats it.
But my thing is like, is he really good? I just never really got the vibe that he was that good.
That was some true
shit. I don't know.
You think because he talks about it so much.
That he's
like,
not
boy,
good.
It's
so,
tired.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Show me
that
already.
That is annoying.
Because I'm getting tired of this talking.
Yeah.
It's like, are you really about that action? And then this nigga is like around Megan. And I'm like.
What are you there for?
Megan.
Would you even know what to do with that?
No. Oh, and I'm going to need a Sharif O'Neal, period.
Sharif?
Period.
Somebody call child services.
He's legal, sweetie. I googled it.
Shawnee.
Honestly, I want everyone. Like,
period.
I want everyone. I literally want everyone.
How old is he? Is he 19 or 20?
He's definitely legal. That's what I
know. I think he's about to turn 20.
And you know what?
20.
He's making his coins. I didn't know he was on the new season of The Hills. I was like, okay,
really?
Yeah. I was like, Sharif.
He better not be talking to none of these
girls. Friends with Brody, Jenna,
is.
And them. I'm
he
like, look
is.
At him.
He Period. Definitely is on there flirting and shit.
No.
Honestly, I really don't know. Oh, Tori.
Tori Lane. Oh, I me too. Sis.
I have
I'm
to.
Not going
to
hold you.
Yes, bitch. Yeah. Now she want to share. You see
Tori,
that shit, right?
Everyone.
Now that he
Even
got
though
hair.
He's like up to my shoulder.
Now that he got hair.
The hair transplant kind of snapped.
We in there. Yes.
And he got some nice lips.
Yes.
He's fine.
Like his lips are so big. All in my head is just thinking, oh my God, like I'm not going to breathe. You're going to CPR me.
Okay. Fine. I mean, I have more, but we don't need to get into that.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's go into the listener questions. Are y'all ready? Period, poo. So the first listener question reads as follows. It says, my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend still comes to his family's house for the holidays.
The fuck?
They have no kids and they broke up over 2 years ago, but she's still cool with the family. Should I make some noise or leave it alone?
Babes, you can't make no noise because it's the family that want her around, but what the fuck?
They
I agree.
Have no kids, they said. Like, she's just an
She
ex.
Can't say shit, though. What's she gonna tell the mama? She can't come to... The
yeah,
mama gonna be like, it's my fucking house. Yeah.
Exactly. What bills you pay?
None, so you can step the fuck back.
Exactly.
But the fact that she's still coming 2 years later...
She must be single, is my assumption. Because there's no way you have a man and you're still going to your ex's house.
2 years later is the biggest
I'm choking,
part of it.
Child. That's too much.
You see, you got me fucking stuttering. I can't believe 2 years later.
Uh-huh. And it...
She needs to make sure that she go to every fucking function.
Yeah.
She can't
make
miss
your
nothing.
Presence known.
I
you
agree.
Need to make your presence known. Don't skip a cousin's birthday, a nephew's
a
basketball
party.
Game. I don't give a fuck. You need to show your face.
I literally agree. Because it's like... I don't know what type of noise you can make because you already know they're going to be like,
they're gonna look at you crazy.
Thanks for the suggestion, you know, like thanks
mind
for the request.
Your business.
But, what's her face? Ashley, take some pumpkin pie to go home. Okay. Like she's still going to get invited. She's still going to be in their crib. So it's like, yeah.
The best thing for you to do is, like you said, make your presence known and, you know, I'm not saying go overboard, but just make it known that, like, you're his girl now.
Exactly, yup.
Because she's gonna look awkward if she's gonna try to press on that.
Yeah. Because then it's gonna be like, okay, so, wait, you're the new girl, so why is the ex here?
Exactly.
Like, it's weird.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And even if the ex-girl is on some, like, fake shit where she trying to get back with the dude,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna look real funny if you come in there... with your chest out, which you know, feeling confident, and you solidified in your relationship, she gonna
look, speak to everybody, acknowledge everybody.
She gonna look real funny trying to like, you
she
know,
is,
be like,
yeah.
bitch, what?
Like, girl, what you doing?
Yeah, no, that's very weird.
She needs to just stand in her
That's home. Why I don't be liking these niggas' families. Because why are you even allowing the ex to be there?
Because sometimes that is just so true. It's always
the guy's family. Always. It's like,
cause, whoa. Because guys bring their relationships in a lot. And they don't realize it. The guys don't care. Move the girl in. Bring them to all the functions. And they don't even realize like what is
you
doing.
You can't be doing that.
Whereas, like, you're more methodical, or women are more methodical when they're bringing guys over. Like, yeah, they're going to bring them over, but it's like, come on. I feel like girls are just better with that shit. Mm-hmm. Guys don't give a fuck so much that they bring your girls over, and it's like, yeah, go meet everyone.
Yeah, anybody, everybody. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like definitely mention it to your boyfriend, though, like, you don't find it weird that your ex still comes around, you know? That's the only person you could bring it up to.
That is true. Real.
That is.
You can't say nothing to his mama or...
She's going to be like, fuck you. What bill you pay in this house?
So, yeah, bring it up to your man. But, like, honestly, there's really not much you can do.
It's not much. Only thing you could do is just stand strong, stand with your man, and be regular. Don't show any kind of crazy emotion.
Don't act pressed. Like, just be regular.
Be regular. You're gonna have to fake that shit.
Yeah.
I would be faking it.
So the next question is, I like my coworker and he has expressed that he likes me as well, but seems like a flirt. Should I make the move anyways or leave it alone?
Ooh.
I say no. Don't mess with any coworkers.
Yeah, don't, because from my own experience, I'm not gonna go into detail, but I messed with somebody at my job and it was real freaking hard. It was real hard and it caused a lot of freaking drama, because when you be having fights, I don't wanna hear, oh, but I'm not gonna take it at work. You gonna take it at work, and it's just awkward. It's a lot of tension and stuff.
If y'all mad at each other, you still gotta see them.
And then your coworkers are gonna get in the mix of your girl, cancel.
No.
Ugh. Damn, because you know I'm a hopeless romantic, y'all.
No.
She said that he's a flirt though. Like,
okay, if he's a flirt, like, he look like he ain't doing shit.
Like, he be flirting. I don't know if that means he be flirting with other people, too, or what. But she said
like, player types, then yes, definitely dub that shit. But if there's a chance at it being something nice and wonderful, like, you know I'm gonna want you to go
for it. Not at work. Go get you another nigga. Get on Hinge or something.
Yeah. I'm like, look, if you just want to sleep with him...
Hinge sucks, okay?
Yeah, don't even do Hinge.
Get on the dating app. I don't know what dating app,
people in person is, like, still
but
a
not
great
your
way.
Coworkers. What the fuck? No, you cannot date your coworkers. No.
I know a couple.
Isn't that against a bunch of company policy anyway?
That smells like a HR.
Yeah.
I know a couple right now that's married and work in the same company.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I think that if he's not a hoe, go for it. If he's a hoe, just forget about it.
Yeah, no.
Waste of time.
Don't do it. What would you do? This is the third question. What would you do if your best friend started dating someone that she knew you liked?
You're not my best friend no more, bitch. Bye.
That's not my best friend. That's not my best friend. No, like, it depends.
Fuck that. Depends on what?
Like, if I didn't have, like, okay.
Are we sharing the nigga? Like, I'm confused.
Wait. Okay.
The question was, what should
start
I do?
Dating
she starts
him?
Dating. Not fucking. Dating.
Oh, someone that I like currently.
And I,
ooh. Oh, fuck you.
And she knew that I like the person.
Bye. Yeah, bye. Yeah, now that it just sunk into me, bye, cancel, log out, change the password, and don't log back in.
Maybe they were done. Maybe if there was a conversation, right, that was had, and it was like, listen, you know, he likes me, and
But I just feel like the friendship is just gonna be ruined after that. Like,
it's done.
It's done.
But bye.
There are like, levels. Where's the go-go? There are levels to liking someone though, because you could just you could just have met someone and be like, damn, I'm attracted.
Yeah.
And then you could have known someone and said, I like the person.
Mm-hmm.
So there are levels. If you have only just seen the person and was like, oh, I'm attracted, that's mm-hmm. different. I'm not going to say, okay, cancel the whole relationship behind it. And the relationship can withstand.
Mm-hmm.
But if I already told you I like the person, then you're going to go ahead and date the person?
No, babe.
That's a problem. No, that's babes. A problem.
Go.
Bye. Y'all two could have each other.
Bye.
Because I'll be fine. Shit.
That was an easy
one. I can't even look at you.
Yeah. I can't even have you sleep over in my house knowing damn well that you're being with somebody
like,
that
I can't tell you who I like. I can't tell you nothing about my love life.
I can't trust you for shit.
The trust is gone. And I feel like with a friendship, it's just like a relationship. Like, you gotta trust that person in order for it to go. And I can't trust you, bitch.
Nope.
For I'll kill you like Summer Walker.
Period, poo.
If them bitches fly, you better be fly.
Listen. So the last question is, how do I help a friend realize they're in a toxic relationship when the person doesn't realize it's toxic? The couple is always breaking up and getting back together. What should I do?
Can I go on this?
Yes.
Okay.
Come on. Come up to the mic.
You can't. You just honestly can't. Like, your friend has, like, you, what you can do is you can let them know how you feel about the situation at hand. But at the end of the day, your friend is going to do whatever he or she wants to do.
Yes.
You know, because at the end of the day, like, she's in love. He or she is in love. And love is really, love can be, Beyonce said it best, love can be so blind, it feels right, but it's so wrong, you know? And you gotta let your friend go through it. And your friend is going to realize on he or she's own time. And best believe, I beg you, when he or she does, please be there and don't say, I told you, Jay. Don't say, I told you so. Just be there. Have a shoulder. Like, let that person cry on your shoulder and let them know that you're going to be here for them no matter what. Okay? Because at the end of the day, they're going to appreciate you saying, you know what? You did warn me about this person. And then they're also going to appreciate you being there for them after what happened.
Yes, I agree. Sometimes, like, we talked about this before, like, there's been many a times when Aziz is like, I do not like your man. Like, this nigga suck. But never has she been like, you need to leave that nigga. Like, never. Like, she just tells me her opinion and then that's that. And it's up to me, like, okay, once I'm done, I'm done. And then afterward, I'll take it upon myself to be like, you know what? You were right. Like, she's never been like, oh, I told you, like, he was trash. Like, whatever.
And I think that the main reason for me even bringing it up to you that I don't like the person is that I'm hoping that when you hear why I don't like the person, you're going to start to think about those cues. And you're going to keep that in mind the next time you see it. And then you're going to notice it the next time. Maybe if I say, like, I don't like him because he seems selfish or some shit like that. You're going to notice it the next time that he acts like that. You're like, damn, this nigga always is selfish. Do I want to be with this person?
Yeah.
And that's really my goal when I tell you I don't like someone. Because I don't need to really tell you I don't like your nigga. Like, and it's not doing anything. But I just hope that you catch what I don't like about it. And then you realize if that's what you want or what you don't want.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because a real friend is not going to try to make you leave someone or try to force you to be like, fuck this person. They're going to try to show you what they don't like about the person and then let you decide how you want to move.
Yep,
that is some true shame.
And that's what Zaria does for me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she does all the time.
Oh, I love that.
All
for
the
me.
Fucking time.
But yeah, we hope we helped you guys with these answers. Like I said, honestly
is the best policy. Yeah. Boop.
So,
period.
Period, poop. It's time for Song of the Week. Song of the week. Song of the week.
Hey, song of the week. Hey, hey, hey.
Song of the week.
Hey, hey. I wish you guys could see us right now.
For real. We was just breaking it.
Devin, since you're the guest, tell us what your song of the week is.
Oh.
What's the song that you've been bumping? It could be old or new. It doesn't have to be new.
I do have a new song. Like, there's a new song that I keep listening to. Do y'all know her? Because I really love her. Kiana...
Lewis?
Who they? Kiana Letty?
Is her name? Yeah.
Did I say her name right?
I definitely said the wrong Kiana.
That's who you was talking about, though?
No, bitch, I was...
I know who that is.
No,
but...
what's funny is that I was thinking of who he was thinking of, but I thought her last name was Lewis.
Yeah.
But now I realized that was an the old girl that ass
sings,
X.
X, yeah.
That's like her only hit, but y'all.
That's a banging ass X. That is a banging ass hit to have,
but y'all really gotta listen to her. Like, there's this song that I'm like obsessed with from her. It's called Easy Breezy.
Okay,
and it's so freaking good. She's so beautiful. And
she sounds really good.
She has a great voice.
She sounds so good. It's just like, you know, like, can y'all give her some coins?
Stream it now.
Stream it now for some clear damn skin.
Bitch. Yes, this will be on our playlist.
Streaming party. So, we're going to add it to the playlist, y'all. Aziza, you want to go next?
All right, so my song of the week is Juicy by Doja Cat.
Period.
Okay! Doja! Move!
This song gonna have you moving, gonna have you bumping.
It's a bop, it's period. Really a bop. It's a certified bop.
But not for nothing, like, she's on fire.
Have y'all heard Rules?
Rules? Well, she was like, play with my pussy, but don't play with my emotions.
Period.
Listen.
Spend some money that maybe I just
and I don't want to hear. Period. I don't want to hear no backlash about Doja Cat. I don't want to hear it.
We don't want to hear it.
We are not accepting any backlash regarding
Doja Cat slander will be accepted.
We're not accepting it. Period.
And her new album Hot Pink is coming out.
It's coming out. Y'all better stream it, download it.
Period. You might as well just follow her on your streaming platform.
Yes.
So you can be hip to the latest music. Cause she's lit.
Juicy period. Is that cut, period.
Mm-hmm. Okay, she
and bottom bitch too.
Mm. Yeah, she's killing it right now. Love yes. that for her.
Mm-hmm.
So my song of the week is Ass Like That by Victoria Monet. Period.
She wanna know how she get that ass like that.
Okay.
Ass like that. Yeah.
She killed it. Victoria, she deserves everything because
she writing all the hits.
She
your
writes
face.
All the bops, so now she's coming back. You know, she's been making
didn't
her own
she
music.
Write the bops for Ariana?
She writes for Ariana.
She wrote like that whole album for her.
Yeah, she's wrote for a lot of people too.
She wrote for Travis Scott.
Yep. So she's coming back now with her own music. Ass Like That. It's a bop. It's making me want to take my ass to the gym. Because she
especially
just,
after that video.
The video is just like, bitch, I need to get in the gym.
Get that body right.
I need to do some squats. But yeah, shout out to Victoria. I love her. Talented queen. Pen game is unmatched. Like, come on. She's killing it.
Her mind.
Stream Ass Like That.
Her mind, though.
Right now. Her mind is too powerful. Like, come on. Love that for her.
Whew.
So... before we close out, Devin, you have some new music coming soon.
Let the listeners know what you've been up
tell
to.
Tell us. Okay, we got a question, though, from one of his fans, okay? And they wanted to ask you, what genre and sound best describes your new music that's going to come out?
It's always been R&B pop. You know, mm-hmm. that's what I grew up to, and that's why I loved singing, you know, in that type of sound. So it's definitely like pop R&B. The new music, I would have to say, because I'm obsessed with Juice WRLD, and I'm obsessed
really?
With... Yeah, I'm obsessed with Juice WRLD. I'm obsessed with... What's his face? Oh, my God. Ian... I-A-N... It's he got a weird name.
Connor?
Ew, what the fuck? I don't
know. Well,
he the only Ian I know.
It's something Ian something, but Juice WRLD I'm obsessed with. A Boogie with the Hoodie I'm obsessed with. It's like that type of sound, like that hip hop, but it has like that little mainstream influence too. Mm-hmm. I'm really exploring that with this new album that I'm working on. And yeah, like I just I'm changing it up from the last album. So oh, I thought you messed it up. But no, but I'm changing it up from the last album, and you know, it's definitely I'm playing with sounds right now. It's like a mix of just R&B pop, but I'm gonna add a little hip hop into it. And yeah.
Yes. So you guys better stream Devin's music. It's on Spotify. It's on
everywhere.
Anywhere you stream your music, check it out.
The new single drops November 14th.
What's the name of the single?
So that's next week.
Yep, next week.
What's the name of the single?
Without You. Scandi and Lucas produced it. And it's just a freaking bop.
Have you put out a snippet yet or no?
No.
You haven't?
Are we gonna get the exclusive, bitch?
I think so, yeah.
So insert snippet here.
Just holding it down for you since the thing that we made up. But baby, I can no longer have these guns for my makeup. For what I'm saying, please don't take it personal. Sadly, this ain't reversible. See, I've been wasting time on you. I gotta figure out my life without you. See, I've been wasting time on you tonight. Gotta figure out my life without you. Without you by my side.
So, yeah. I hope y'all enjoyed that. Make sure y'all stream Devin's music.
For real, it feels like high school again.
It does.
It does, but I'm like,
because we all went to high school together, and we used to do this shit all the time, just get together and just hang out.
But
and
now
talk.
We have like shit to talk about, like real shit. We used to talk about dumbass
shit. Like, girl, you saw Bad Girls Club.
Yeah,
like,
for real. That was our lives. Bad Girls Club. Was
Basketball Wives.
And the same nigga that
Let's get a bottle.
I kept complaining about the same guy over and
let's
over.
Let's go. Let's go to Newport
again.
And get Four Locos. Like we.
Oh
really
no,
thought,
baby! I never drank Four Locos.
Oh, and we also thought
I'm a thotty type of girl. I like margaritas.
No, and you know what? When we was in high school, y'all, we thought us going to Chili's on the weekend or Friday was the clubs
Chili's.
To us. Like, girl, we going to Chili's.
Yes,
like,
that's
I love
two
a good
20.
2 for $20.
But they closed it in Jersey City.
The one downtown is closed?
It's gone.
You lying.
Like, they took it out.
I know you lying.
Oh, my God.
Like, they literally, like, now the only Chili's we got is the Sea Caucus one.
Oh, my God.
How are you supposed to get two and for you, 20?
Not these even two for 20. How are we going to get the chocolate moat and cake?
Oh, no. That used to be good.
These kids got money. They don't care about two
yeah,
for 20.
They don't care.
They got Cheesecake Factory.
We was broke. Two for 20 and we ain't fucking tip.
For real.
we did
used
it.
To be in that hole. Half days, we used to be like, we going to Chili's.
The Texas cheese fries was lit.
I'm
hungry.
Get the parents to give us $10, which
for
was
real.
Easy. Boom, we going
oh,
to
yeah.
Chili's.
Now, I will save my lunch money. I'd be like, I know I'm going out this weekend, so I'm not going to eat lunch for 2 days. So I could sum up to 10.
Period.
Nah, I save my lunch money to go to concert. That was how I paid for the concert.
That was a lot of weeks.
A bitch was hungry, okay?
I'm dead.
But
so,
anyway, go ahead.
Yes, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at the Noir Girl Experience. Make sure y'all are subscribed on whatever platform you're listening on. If you're listening on Apple Music, make sure you rate and leave a review. It's very important.
Man, if you're listening on Spotify, follow us. You're going to get the notifications.
You'll be notified when we post.
Exactly.
Because sometimes we post an episode, but we don't like share it on social media until like the next day. So you'll be notified early as soon as we post. If you follow us, duh, or you subscribe,
you'll know. So just do it.
Yeah, like I said, make sure you rate and leave a review. That's very, very, very
important. Yeah. Stop being lazy, y'all. Like, stop, it's really lazy. Simple. You click 5 stars.
That's it.
And yeah,
you're done. That's literally all you have to do. What else? Follow us. I said follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter at NoirGirlEXP. We literally have not got to the Twitter yet, but bitches are busy. I have finals, so please bear with us. You can follow me, Zaria, on Instagram and Twitter at HeyIt'sPoochie. Honestly, I be saying follow me on Twitter, but like really don't follow me on Twitter because I just be saying bullshit on there. So don't follow me.
She don't want you to judge her for her.
Yes, my tweets.
Tweets
are very toxic, so don't follow me on Twitter.
Damn.
If you want to, then go ahead.
That's
but
really
like
what it come down to.
Don't judge me if you do follow me on Twitter. So yeah, go ahead, Aziza.
So you guys can follow me on Instagram at Aziza M. It's going to be in the description of how to spell it. So we're making it very easy for you guys. Just follow me, okay? I have an interesting life.
Yes. Devin. Devin, where can they follow you?
Follow me on I am Devin R. It's the same handle as Twitter, Instagram, even my Facebook page. It's I am Devin R.
Period, poo. Oh, period. And if you guys need advice, you can DM us or email us at thenoirgirlexperience@gmail.com. And yeah.
We'll answer it on a future episode.
And you will be anonymous. Also, if you want us to talk about any topics in particular, let us know. We'll consider it. We might not do it, but we'll consider it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We'll consider it. So thank you guys for listening. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hey.